It was all over the headlines last week, Barack Obama's historic win in the Iowa Democratic caucus. The Illinois senator still has a long way to go before he's even considered to be a final choice for the presidency, but a lot of folks, including many Black Americans, have started taking Obama more seriously since his win. Commentator Afi Odelia Scruggs says seeing a Black man do so well so early in the race got her dreaming about the possibilities.
On the night of Barack Obama's victory in Iowa's Democratic caucus, I picked up the telephone and called my great aunt. She's the one in her 80s. She's the one who lives in Chicago. She's the one who, like me, stays up all night long reading and watching the news. Aunt Martha, I said, we might actually see a Black president in our lifetime. What did you say? She asked. I repeated myself because I'd started to cry. Now, I'd been talking to relatives all night. I come from a family of yellow dog Democrats. My sister is a teacher and an activist. She weighs candidates by their stance on education issues and on No Child Left Behind. With her, I talked practicalities. Could Obama beat Huckabee? Could Obama overcome the hostility and bigotry that often hamstrings overqualified African-American candidates? But I wanted to talk wonder and hope, so I called my aunt. Together, we savored Obama's triumph and considered its implications. Did you see all those white people at his victory speech? She said. Yeah, I answered. Obama picked up votes in a state where only 2.5% of the population is African-American. What could we say? This is what our ancestors hoped for, I said. This is history, she replied. Who would know better than she? Aunt Martha was born in Nashville, Tennessee. She came up during the years when Jim Crow was strangling African-American hopes and destroying Black people's accomplishments. Yet she'd finished high school and college. In 1942, when she and her sister displayed their college diplomas, they started a family tradition that would continue for 3 generations. She had experienced oppression and, to some measure, defeated it, and she'd left a legacy for us to uphold. I was born in 1954, 5 months after the Brown v. Board ruling. If my Aunt Martha lived a life filled with limitations, I've lived a life of potential to be achieved. She sat in segregated classrooms. I sat in barely integrated ones. She'd seen African Americans barred from voting unless they could pay a dollar poll tax. I'd seen African Americans run into a booth, cast a ballot, and hurry to the next errand. She'd seen 80 years of struggles and victories. I'd seen 50 years of accomplishments and setbacks, but it seemed we could both witness an achievement we dared to dream about. When we talked, her voice was joyful and confident. I was the one in tears. I was humbled. I was crying for her generation and the ones before it. I was crying for my aunt, my grandmother, and those in the twilight of their years. They could look back over bitter experiences and smile just a little. Because Obama won the Iowa caucus. Because, just for a night, we had overcome.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows fall?
Afi Odelia Scruggs is an independent journalist, writer, and digital storyteller who lives in Cleveland, Ohio. And that's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.